This is Drive
with Roberto Peroni,
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Well, I think there's lots of reasons why you get sour grapes. And sometimes I think it has to do with kind of the emotionality of the person. You know, some people are much more red-blooded, hot-blooded, emotional, get very angry, very competitive personalities, what we call in my trade type A personalities. Very ambitious, hard-driving, very emotional. Those kind of people don't like losing and therefore will react in a quite negative way. Whereas the more kind of introverted, what we call type B personality, you know, not very emotional and so on, that kind of a person might be much more circumspect, you know, more reticent to kind of, they may feel inside angry, right, but won't express it. And I think it's about personality. I think a lot of it's about personality. In fact, I think, Roberto, that you get this even in countries. So I suspect in, you know, Mediterranean countries, you know, where people express their emotions, Italians, the Spanish.
Oh,
right?
Listen, my hands never stop moving.
I think in those kind of cultures, plus maybe competitive ones like the U.S., right?
Yeah.
Where losing, you know, they don't, Americans hate losing, well, Australians hate losing.
Look, I'm Italian, I'm possibly category A personality, as you suggested there. I hate losing. Having said that, when I saw this story break last night, I tweeted a message, part in English, part in Italian, and I said, look, I just said, it would be disgraceful to complain now. They've won fair and square. Accept it.
Yeah, now, you know what that is about you? That's because you're a British Italian. Now, what's British culture like? It's a much more introverted culture. People don't like confrontation, right? Don't like expressing emotions, right? So you take Japan, Britain, a lot of the Scandinavian countries. They are probably as a culture. I'm making a broad generalization here. But anyway, you get the message. If you're more reticent in terms of having conflict with other people, you may feel sour grapes and be angry at losing, but you're very unlikely, because it wouldn't be au fait. In Britain, is it au fait to complain when you lose?
No,
you're
not.
You're supposed to turn the other cheek. You're supposed to congratulate the winner and act like, you want it fairly and squarely, even though inside you're angry as hell.
Getting Beds, Hearts and Bucks talking when you're going home.
This is Drive.
BBC Three Counties Radio.